I want to welcome you to A Better Way of Earning podcast and talk show. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, certified business coach, consultant, leadership expert, and multiple business owner. But before we begin this season, I need to offer you an apology for the delay in launching this podcast. This is not necessary, but it will set the tone for you, the audience, to know what the work we will be doing here means to me. In a world where this space has moved from a safe space to learn, connect, and grow within into a space for radical attacks on people's belief systems, I hesitated to build a better way of earning. Not out of fear or insecurities, but out of a clear understanding that I am also a person with some anger, pain, and brokenness, and I've needed to prepare myself to remain in a place of neutrality. As a leader, I always want to position myself within a place of trust and honesty. And the topics that we will be discussing within this podcast are extremely sensitive right now because we're navigating in a time of the unknowns, and people's lives are being tested right now. And I do not take that lightly. I hesitated to launch because I was not sure if we were ready for this level of conversation. Better Way of Earning has been designed to take the current economic, environmental, social, political, and global activities happening in real life and dissect them down into palatable sections that impact each one of our rights just to earn a living. We're not a paid news channel tied to any religious or political belief systems, nor presenting only the facts that support nor condemn any race, gender, or age. We are the people. We want to present the conversations that matter the most to all of us, cutting through the fears, doubts, and divisions, and bringing you the truth and how it may impact our daily lives. Here is the part that gave me pause. We are not always going to agree with each other. Through our various lens and experiences, we will not see every situation equally. And in today's sensationalized atmosphere, our conflicts, passions, and differences get the most play over our similarities and solutions. This will not be a space that everyone will find community, and that's okay. I just ask, before you judge, take the time to just listen. We all have the ability to learn and respect each other, especially those outside of our own ecosystems, because we are the only creatures walking this earth with the gift of choice. Let's dive into episode one. First, let me ask you something. When you were a child, what did making it look like? Was it a corner office, a 401k, staying with one company for 30, 40 years, retiring with a gold watch and a celebration cake? For decades, success was defined by stability, loyalty, longevity. And for many families, especially those who fought to simply gain access to opportunity, that version of success was sacred. It represented safety. But here's the truth. The economic world that produced that model no longer exists in the same way. Companies restructure, pensions disappear, industries evolve overnight, technology replaces roles, and the global events shift entire markets in months. Yet many of us are still measuring ourselves against a success standard designed for a completely different era. And that mismatch, it creates anxiety, shame, self-doubt, and burnout. So today, we're going to do something powerful. We're going to redefine success. Let's be clear. Success is not wrong. The traditional model wasn't evil. It was built for its time. But it was built around three assumptions: that companies would remain stable, that industries would move slowly, that employment was the primary path to wealth. All three of those assumptions have been disrupted. We now live in a globalized workforce, a technology-driven economy, a contract-based employment landscape, an ownership economy. And here's where it becomes personal. If success is still defined as work hard, stay loyal, climb the ladder, but ladders are being removed, then what happens to your identity? Many people are not just grieving lost jobs, they're grieving lost definitions. Because when your worth has been tied to your title and your title disappears, it feels like you disappeared. That's why this conversation matters. Redefining success is not about minimizing standards. It's about updating them. Here is a modern framework. Success today may include skill ownerships over job dependency, multiple income streams instead of one employer, flexibility over permanence, alignment over appearance, financial literacy over blind loyalty. Let me say that again. Alignment over appearance. Because some of the most successful looking professionals are privately drowning in debt, exhaustion, and misalignment. And some of the most peaceful individuals are building quiet systems that generate income without the applause. So what is success? It is no longer how long did you stay. It is how adaptable are you? How transferable are your skills? How prepared are you for change? The modern workforce rewards agility, and agility requires ownership. Let's make this tangible. I want you to reflect on three questions this week. One, if my job disappeared tomorrow, what skills would still pay me? Not your title, your skills. Communication, analysis, operations, strategy, teaching, design, leadership. List them out. Number two, is my income tied to one source? Or is it diversified? Even small steps matter. Consulting, freelance, investing, digital assets, advisory roles. We're not promoting chaos. We're promoting stability through flexibility. And finally, number three, does my definition of success come from me or from survival training? For many communities, success was about security. But once security is achieved, the next evolution becomes ownership. You are allowed to evolve. Here's what I want you to sit with. If no one is watching, if no one was judging, if no one was measuring you against your own expectations, what would success look like for you? Not Instagram, not LinkedIn, not your parents, not your peers, you. Because the ability to choose your definition is the first act of economic freedom. Today was not about dismantling traditions. It was about updating perspective. Success is not disappearing. It's evolving. And if we're going to build a better way of earning, we must first build a better way of defining. Our next episode, we're going to move from mindset into mechanics. We'll talk about alternative income streams and what diversification actually looks like in a practice. Until then, remember this. You are not behind. You are not failing. You may simply be measuring yourself against a model that has expired. And that is fixable. As we close today's conversation, remember this. Earning is not just about money. It is about access. It's about ownership. It's about the ability to make informed choices in a world that's constantly shifting. You do not have to panic. You do not have to react emotionally, but you do have to stay aware. A better way of earning exists so that we can think clearly, move strategically, and build systems that protect our futures, not just for ourselves, but for the generations watching how we respond to change. If today's conversation challenged you, sit with it. If it stretched you, research it. If it empowered you, apply it. If you're ready to explore practical tools and real opportunities and an ecosystem designed to support professionals and companies navigating this modern economy, I invite you to continue the journey with us. Because earning differently is not rebellion, it's evolution. Until next time, stay informed, stay prepared, and mostly stay in ownership of your choice.